What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. And just getting back on in here, I'm trying to help Claire deal with what she's dealing with, which is unfortunately bad. And we're taking her to the chiropractor again on Wednesday. I wish we could get her there sooner. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, doing
okay.
You know, when I heard this thing about what happened in Hawaii there, I started thinking of, I love the Terminator movies because to me, there's a message to them. And every time I get a chance, I usually watch them. And I saw T3 the other day. And I was thinking right away, we keep on with artificial intelligence. I know this time it wasn't artificial intelligence, just stupidity. But we keep on counting on artificial intelligence, and we keep on revving up the tensions between the United States and Russia, especially where we each have 7,000 nukes apiece and the means of delivery. We're headed towards something like this one of these days. And if this kind of causes this kind of panic, one missile supposedly on its way, just think if it really happened or how close it happened. And I heard that during the Cold War it almost happened then. So how we can use computers, man these silos and stuff like that is beyond me. We're headed, you know, T3 was made, I think the Terminator movies were made for a reason. I think, what's the guy's name that guy who put it together? I think he either did
James
it
Cameron.
For one. Huh? Oh, yeah, James Cameron,
James Cameron.
James Cameron, right. I think he did it either for a warning or maybe it's like they say with the Illuminati, the New World Order, they say, well, this is what we're going to do to you. What are you going to do? It's like, you know, it's almost like a ritual that they're telling you what to do because these things are too close. You know, I know the movie itself, they're all entertaining. Schwarzenegger is great as the robot, but there's just too much likelihood that, God forbid, this could really come true, especially now with artificial intelligence.
At that stage in his career, James Cameron was making movies to make money, and the original Terminator story was a very good one, and it did spawn that franchise. Secondly, artificial intelligence is still overblown. The machines, the software, they're very adaptive. they're self-learning to an extent. They're not sentient or aware or conscious, or certainly not in the way that we humans would understand that. And in any event, the computers are making fewer mistakes than the humans are. And that was certainly the case here. The alert system worked flawlessly. It was human error that set it off and scared all those people. And you're right, during the Cold War, there were a couple of near misses. We came very close during the Cuban Missile Crisis. If you've ever seen the movie War Games, that's based on something that actually did happen up at the SAC base underneath that mountain. And in the real event, there wasn't an outside hacker hacking in. Somebody put a training tape into the system without putting out the message, this is a training exercise. And all of these controllers saw their screens light up with images of Russian missiles coming in. And they got all the way to DEFCON 2 before they were finally able to realize what was going on. So, yeah, there have been a couple of near misses. And that's why there were some attempts to try and scale some of this stuff back because of just how close it was getting. But we seem to be going back in the wrong direction yet again.
I know these neocons, I think they're actually madmen. You know, they seem to want to push us closer and closer to nuclear war.
Oh, yeah, they think the global war is going to be a lot of fun. They've got their bunkers. They've all prepped up. You know, if they make a mistake and the U.S. loses, well, they'll just go down in the ground for 6 months or so and come on up, and it's going to be a much roomier place without all those useless eaters around.
Yeah. Well, so they can enjoy the radiation work. But personally, I think we'll kill them before they get a chance to get into those bunkers.
I think we ought to just let them go down to the bunkers and cement over the hatches.
Yeah, that might not be a bad thing either, but, you know, It just boggles the mind because there's not going to be any winner in a war like that. So not only just the U.S. and Russia would lose, but the whole world would lose because there wouldn't be much of a I don't know how much of a planet we have left for us to use in, you know.
It depends on how many of the nuclear weapons are actually detonated. If they detonate all of them, then yeah, the party's definitely over. If they only detonate a few, well, look at how many bombs were set off during the above ground testing phase in Nevada and over here in the Pacific. And they set off some very big ones. Russia set off a 50 megaton bomb, mostly as a demonstration. It was never intended to actually be deployed. And that radiation is still floating around in the atmosphere if you've got the equipment to detect it. Plus, now, of course, we're dealing with the mess that's pouring on out of Fukushima. And given enough time, we might not even need a nuclear war.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you know, it's just a nuclear winter alone. I don't believe that it would just be a few bombs going off. I believe a nuclear change between the United States and Russia would probably result in hundreds, if not thousands, of missiles being fired on both sides and with total destruction. Because once you start firing one, and it just escalates. And
that's the real danger. That's the real danger. I mean, we've got Pakistan and India making stink face at each other right now. One side is already threatening to go nuclear. If they start flinging nukes at each other, other nations could panic. Everybody could hit the button.
Yeah, and Paul Craig Roberts seems to think that it would result in total annihilation. You know, and I respect that guy a lot. I think he's very smart.
Yes.
And he understands what's really happening. And he tells you the power of one of these bombs that either the U.S. or Russia has. There's one bomb that Russia has that one of them would take out, like, the entire New York State. Three of them would take out the entire East Coast. So, I mean, you know, we're playing with fire. And, you know, it's a shame we can't get these politicians back, you know, back in and a deep state under our control. Because they're going to kill us all who keep stuff. And that's the thing of it. That's, you know, that's when you watch something like T3 or T2, or T1, any Terminator movies, it really gives you food for thought. I know that the other is The Matrix. It's also, that was just artificial intelligence taking over in the nuclear war. But, you know, the Terminators were all about that, you know, artificial intelligence starting nuclear war. Whether I know they're probably not up to that point yet, but I think it's coming where you will have artificial intelligence being able to, you know,
It doesn't take artificial intelligence. A circuit failure can send a false alarm,
right.
And that's
right.
Been known to have happened at least twice, which fortunately somebody in the line said, wait a minute, this doesn't look right, and they basically held off doing anything about it.
Hey, by the way, give Clara my best for me, okay? Is she recovered at least from the flu that she had?
Yeah, she's recovered from the flu, but it's that when she was coughing during the flu, she messed up her back, and it's just taking way, way too long to get better, and she's in a lot of pain, and she went to the chiropractor last Thursday. She's going again on Wednesday. And he warned her that getting things back in, it was going to be very painful. And I think pain management is what's needed now. So I'm trying to get her to go back to the doctor and get some more pain medication. But she's heard all these horror stories about opiate overdoses. And, you know, it's like my wife is behaving like a Christian Scientist with appendicitis.
What did she throw, a disc out of place?
It's a vertebra out of place down in the lumbar. And I'm going to be talking with the chiropractor on Wednesday. I didn't go the last time because her appointment was during the radio show. But Wednesday, I'll get a detailed explanation of what's going on. She's not showing any of the symptoms that would indicate a ruptured disc. So I think it's just a vertebra out of line, and it's thrown the whole lower back into total muscle spasm. So, you know, I just wanted to get better. This is, you know, very hard for her, and it's hard for me to watch.
Okay, like I said, just give her my best, all right?
I certainly will. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. We're going to do shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, getting on back to all these people who are saying we should remove Donald Trump with the 25th Amendment because he's obviously mentally ill, and there are all these psychologists who've been interviewed saying, oh, yes, he's showing the symptoms of this and the symptoms of that. Turns out one of the people quoted in the media doesn't even have a current license to practice, just trying to grab some attention. But the American Psychiatric Association has issued a warning to all these left-wing psychiatrists to stop diagnosing President Trump without a medical examination, because that is a total violation of medical ethics. And it is basically, if they're diagnosing President Trump and they've not performed a medical examination, they could lose their license. Now, a little bit of bad news. Trey Gowdy has resigned from the House Ethics Committee. And basically, he's saying the workload is too great. He wants to focus on some of the other committees where he's doing some really good work helping to dig out the corruption. But he's going to step down from the ethics panel. But he's not going away. All right, let's start talking about the war zones. A lot of them out there, a lot of stuff going on. Fox News is still going on about Saturday's false flag. We're still big news. Okay, down in Syria, the U.S. coalition is apparently planning to create a large new border force of 30,000 personnel with the aid of its militia allies. Looks like they're trying to create a new front. This border force will certainly infuriate Turkey, who's already angry over Washington's strong support for Kurdish-dominated forces in the Arab country, although the U.S. certainly backed off that last effort to form an independent Kurdistan over in Iraq. Now then, Syria considers this border security force a blatant aggression. And yes, they're absolutely right, because the United States does not have the permission of the Syrian government to be in Syria. The United States does not have a Security Council resolution to be in Syria. So yes, U.S. forces anywhere in Syria represent an aggression. You have invaded a sovereign foreign nation with military assets. That's aggression. That's exactly what's going on here. Now, Erdogan vows to drown the U.S.-backed Syrian border force before it's born. He's calling it a terrorist army. And this is payback for support of the Kurds, payback for the botched coup d'etat. So we may see that heating up. It's a very, very dangerous time on planet Earth. And again, everybody who was here in Hawaii who went through that alert, I think it's changed our thinking about wars. My thinking has always been against war and against nuclear war. But just that idea, for just a few minutes, for some people, 38 minutes, we all thought it was real. We all thought there was a nuclear weapon coming on in and it was going to be over. All right, let's take another phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
If felons couldn't run for office, then re-election wouldn't be possible. It's because legislatures are kind of like prison. If you weren't a criminal going in, you are by the time you've been there a few years. You know.
Well, I want to research this a little bit more because apparently while you're serving time for your felony, it depends on state to state. But as far as the presidency, when I looked it up online, they're saying that, yes, a convicted felon who has served their sentence can run for the presidency. And, of course, that opens up a possibility that Hillary could actually face criminal action for her crimes this year and still make a run in 2020, although I can't imagine Americans voting for somebody convicted of these crimes, especially if espionage is among them. But for all these immigrants and refugees who are coming on in, they'll vote Democrat, and it doesn't matter what the candidate actually did. Plus all the election fraud.
Right. I don't think even the Dems would be dumb enough to go for that. But and actually, I was joking in the first place about the re-election thing. But that was a felon joke. But anyway, about for suggestions for Claire, for as someone experienced in L2-3 and left sacroiliac back pain, 10 units can be remarkably effective, although we want to make judicious use of them. We can't leave them on for real long periods of time, or eventually they...
okay, what was that? What was that you were talking about?
TENS.
Yes. We have a TENS unit. We just haven't gotten around to trying it. We've been doing a bunch of other stuff, lidocaine cream, salon pas, and a bunch of other stuff as well. But yes, we do have a TENS unit that I need to slap on her.
Oh, absolutely. It can be very effective. And the other thing is an inversion table, such as the teeter hang-ups. Okay, you don't have to go way upside down. You can set it so that it's only going 10 or 20 degrees below the horizontal, and it's tremendously therapeutic.
Well, I used to have one many, many years ago, and I loved it. Unfortunately, Claire reacts very negatively for her head being lower than her body. It just totally freaks her out, so that wouldn't work.
That's a shame. Maybe she could close her eyes or something. Because if you go, even if you just go 10 or 20 degrees below the horizontal, it's very, very helpful. I don't know. She may want to give it a try because it really, really helps. So, all right.
I'll talk to her about it because, what I'll do is Wednesday when we're seeing the chiropractor, I'll bring the subject up in front of him and see what he says.
Right. Yeah. You don't necessarily want to go, way far upside down, but even, like I say, 10 degrees can make a huge difference. And there's this, you can set it, of course, as you know.
I'm familiar with them. I had one many years ago, and I liked it, and I would go full vertical. I don't know that I would do that now at my age, but yes, I did like it. It did help my back, and I was in the process of recovering from my own back injury, which was, again, solved by chiropractic. Okay, well, Glenn, thanks an awful lot for the suggestions, and I'm going to let you go. Getting over to Yemen, a United Nations panel has compiled a report of the civilian casualties caused by the Saudi military and its allies, saying that the Riyadh-led coalition has used precision-guided munitions in its raids on civilian targets. In other words, these civilian targets are being bombed intentionally. It's not a mistake. They're using these precision-guided munitions. They know where they're going. United Nations is also warning that Yemen could become the world's worst humanitarian disaster in half a century. The country is grappling with deadly cholera and diphtheria outbreaks and the devastating Saudi war. Now, remember a while back, King Salman grabbed a bunch of Saudi Arabian billionaires, put them up at the Ritz-Carlton, accused them all of corruption, and then said, if you will give us a portion of your fortune, because King Salman's in a cash crunch, you can go home. And a lot of the billionaires went for it. But apparently Prince Al-Walid refused to do so. He was supposed to pay $6 billion for his freedom. And now he's been moved from the Ritz-Carlton to the highest security Saudi prison, Al-Hayr prison south of Riyadh. This is getting into real Game of Thrones kind of stuff here. Now, apparently, Kashmiri Muslims are protesting against the killing of civilians by Indian forces during what is called an anti-insurgency operation in Srinagar. And I'm sorry to see that war has come to Srinagar. There's an important archaeological artifact there. All right, we have to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about, goings on between India and Pakistan. Apparently, the Indian Army earlier today carried out what they're calling a retaliatory action against Pakistan, killing 7 soldiers and injuring 4 others. Now, the Pakistan government is saying they only lost 4 soldiers, but people are dying, and that tends to inflame people. Okay. Pakistan is now threatening India with nuclear war. Apparently, the Indian Army chief basically said that his military was ready to call Pakistan's nuclear bluff and carry out aggressive military operations across the border. Now, that is the danger. Both India and Pakistan do have rockets. They do have nuclear weapons. And like I was telling that caller earlier, they could fling off a few bombs and everybody else starts panicking and it could just go out of control. Meanwhile, India is going to buy $260 million worth of Israeli missiles and Russian bombs. So it is looking very serious. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. We already talked to Dustin in New Jersey, didn't we? He got cut off. Oh, that's right. All right, Dustin, we're back at you. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, Mike, actually, I wanted to talk about India and Pakistan. Remember when Bill Clinton was in and Musharraf was the president of Pakistan, it actually came so close, he actually rolled out the nuclear weapons and was authorized the military to use them. And I know Bill Clinton called him, or they had a meeting or something, and you know, he told them not to do it and stuff. But that was the second war, I think. I lost count after the fourth one. I mean, it's amazing. Like, the British split these two groups up. I mean, you wonder if it's like, I mean, they have a lot in common, and it's amazing how they just hate each other, you know, because they're told their whole lives to hate each other, like Russia or the United States back in the Cold War days, you know. Now, mostly
it's
the
religious.
United States. You know?
It's religious. When, at the time of Gandhi, the Hindus and Muslims were pretty much spread evenly throughout India, the way they're spreading Muslims and Christians evenly throughout Europe and the United States. And there was constant friction and constant fighting. So when the new nation was being formed, when Britain left it, they said, we're going to split it into two countries, one for the Hindus and one for the Muslims, and just let them go that way. And of course, that meant that the vast majority of people had to make that trip into the other country. And they had to leave behind everything that they'd known. That created a huge amount of animosity between India and Pakistan that has existed to this day. The other half of Pakistan eventually got its independence, and it's now Bangladesh.
And people don't realize that they have a full-scale nuclear war. Los Angeles will probably be uninhabitable, and all that radiation will flow down from where Pakistan and India is following the wind patterns, and they're probably spread across the United States, partially, you know. So, I mean, they hate each other, and, you know, like, they're going to do in these border, like, look at Kashmir, you know, like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you know, it's like over a small piece of nothing, right? Nothing in Kashmir. Yep. What's in Kashmir, you know, nothing, you know, unless there's some strategic oil reserves or something there that nobody knows about. But, you call us talking about Terminator 2. No, you got to watch The Day After, On the Beach, both versions. The newer one had to do with China, not the original one with the Russians on the Beach. And also, ever heard of a movie called Threads? It was made in Britain. That scared me more than The Day After. It was an old movie from the 70s, I believe, called Threads.
Don't recall that one.
Yeah, it was the same, you know, surviving a nuclear war, and it's very gritty. Like, grittier than The Day After, you know. That movie should be shown every year in this country, just as a reminder of what these weapons can do, you know. And Mike, I want to switch topics. You mentioned how all these psychologists are coming out against Trump, like, giving him, like, this physical from across the numerous states away, you know. Remember Bill Frist?
Yes.
Remember him, the Republican who, what was her name, Teresa Schreiber? Yeah. He said she wasn't a vegetable, remember? Like, he saw it. She's not a vegetable, you know. You know, the whole thing of him getting involved in somebody else's, of some people's family and business, you know, that really made me mad I got mad at the Republican Party at that particular point of that guy, you know, that there's religious part of the Republican Party. Is that, you know, I didn't understand why he got involved, you know.
Well, it was the idea, you know, right to life, pulling the plug is basically murder. And like the idea of just when a fetus becomes human, there really is no hard line and everybody's got their own opinion. I think that's why they've changed the name to persistent vegetative state, where there's going to be no coming back from that. All right. Well, listen, we're at a commercial break now. I'm going to go check on Claire, and thank you for the phone call, Dustin. We'll be back with another caller after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got a listener email. Apparently, that movie Threads, which came out in 1984, is available over on Vimeo. And so if you have a Vimeo account, you can log on in and search for Threads and look for it there. And according to this listener, the ending is just really frightening. Well, the idea of a nuclear Armageddon is a theme that's run through a lot of movies. The first version of The Time Machine, they updated the original story to have nuclear bombs going off. And that's because these weapons are scary. But I think up until last Friday, most of us experience of a nuclear weapon is far off in history or through pictures. And those pictures really do not convey the scale of what these weapons can do. And again, Saturday, at least for those of us here in Hawaii, nuclear weapons stopped being an abstraction. And they became very concrete and very real. And obviously, we should all be very concerned that we have all of these criminals and money junkies and corrupted people who are on the verge of blowing up the world because they can't think of anything else to do to stay in power. All right, We're going to take a phone call from Steve in Salt Lake City. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to take my answer off the air. Can I change the subject off of the Pakistan-India deal? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Mike. My question is about the illegal immigration. Are the Democrats doing that to get more votes, or is it because the whole monetary system's a pyramid scheme and they need more and more people to support it?
Well, having more people to support the pyramid only works if you have jobs for them all, and we don't have enough jobs even for the legal American citizens. But there are two agendas that appear to be at work regarding the illegal immigrants and the refugees. The first one, of course, is the globalist agenda of trying to blur all of the nations and ethnic groups together so people have less of a sense of who they are and are easier to control. The Democrats are taking advantage of that agenda by going on down to the borders and saying, come on in, and by the way, you will thank us by voting Democratic.
Right. Wow. So we have a similar problem here, like India and Pakistan, the Muslim and the Hindu. We have the Democrat and the Republican. We're going to have a war here pretty soon, the way things are going.
Yeah, it could happen, but again, at the religious angle, we have all these Muslims that are being flooded in and distributed throughout Europe and here in the United States of America. And then you look at what happened when India was created, where it had to break into Pakistan, and all the fighting and friction that it took to separate those two populations out again. Somewhere down the road, unless this immigration open borders is stopped now, somewhere down the road, the same exact thing will happen here in the United States and in Europe.
Right. And that's almost like it's planned that way or something. It's I don't know.
No, they don't care. They want their immediate objective, yeah. And what's going to happen 10, 20, 30 years down the road, not their problem to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Michael, and I hope you and Claire are doing good, and I appreciate everything you guys do.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I'm pretty much over this. I'm still, you know, a little congested, but I'm worried about Claire now. I got to take care of Claire. All right. Another phone call. Lenny in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I would like to speak about the planned impeachment of Trump, and you can see where the thread is going. Last night on the show, Madam Secretary, I just saw the promo. I didn't watch the show. It was after the football game went off last night, and they ran this promo in which the so-called president of the show loses his temper, and she looks at him and says, Mr. President, you are not well.
Maybe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was thinking about that. I mean, there's no question right now that the political powers that be are trying to use film and TV to sell certain ideas and concepts as acceptable to the American people. In fact, I read this review of the latest Pitch Perfect movie, Pitch Perfect 3. Now, the first one was one of Claire's favorite films, being a choir director. All very pleasant, just a lot of music, a lot of fun, mostly the music. But apparently, this last one is loaded with pro-Pentagon propaganda. Apparently they're on military bases and it's out there, rah rah the troops and everything.
Correct. And so you can see where it's headed, that you know, when you've got people who aren't even psychologists or psychiatrists saying that he's mentally unstable, they don't have a license, as you stated earlier, you can see that the push is on. This is going to be the reason they are going to impeach him. Okay, so my question is, where will the American people's mindset be at that point in time?
Well, it depends on how successful the propaganda is. If they can convince everybody that Trump is mentally unstable, they don't need to go through impeachment. They just invoke the 25th Amendment. And the 25th Amendment requires far fewer people to sign on to the deal. Basically, it's the cabinet, I think, and the vice president, and they can basically have President Trump sent off to the happy home, And he's basically stuck there until he convinces the cabinet and the vice president he is able to resume his duties, which would probably be never. So this push to declare him as being crazy and mentally unstable has nothing to do with impeachment. In fact, they haven't found anything for which he could be impeached. And that may be why they're pushing the mentally unstable issue, because impeachment requires the president to have committed a crime. High crimes and misdemeanors. We're not talking parking tickets here. And I think that was the reason for the big push over the Russia-Trump collusion. That was going to be the foundation of an impeachment complaint. But there's no proof for that. And so I think that's why they're going out the other side.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out there and to let people know that this is definitely... You know, this is a thread that they're following, and you're correct in the sense that, you know, if they declare him mentally unstable, if you remember the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, where Jack Nicholson tried to escape the system by pretending to be crazy, remember now, if you commit a crime, when you do the time, you can get out. But in a mental institution, you can't get out until someone say you can get out or declares you mentally competent to get out.
Yeah, and the problem with the whole mental health religion is it's all subjective. There is no machine that you can hook somebody up to where you'll get a needle that says psychotic, manic, depressive, normal. It just doesn't exist. It's always subjective. And in the interest of selling more psychiatric medications, the psychiatric industry defines pretty much all normal human behavior is some form of mental illness. The desire to eat healthy, organic food is now declared a mental illness called orthorexia nervosa.
Mm.
So it's, you know, it is a, it is a trap.
Yeah, exactly. And just let me say one more thing. You know, I'm going as far as declaring the so-called psychiatry industry as the modern-day torturers of the Spanish Inquisition. Okay, because everything comes out of the Tavistock Institute. Even their standards are set by the Tavistock Institute in Sussex, England. Okay, and this has been the thing all along. If you can control the mind, you can control the person and the soul and the people. So I think only the strong will survive. Only the strong of mind and will and soul will survive this thing. But I thank you for your time.
All right, I thank you too. And we're going to switch over to Charlie in Los Angeles. Charlie, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Charlie? Okay. All right. Then the phone lines are open. Getting on back to the news. Over in Palestine, there is a growing celebrity, and that is 16-year-old Ahed Tamimi. And she's being referred to as the Palestinian's Nelson Mandela. And basically, she's been arrested by the IDF for slapping a couple of soldiers who had just shot her brother with a rubber-coated bullet, causing him injury. And she's become a bit of a viral celebrity around the world. She's attracting a lot of attention to what is going on in Palestine. And basically, the media is able to get to the family, and the interviews are going on out. So this is a very, very good thing. She's a very brave woman. There's no question about that. All right, we're going to take a phone call. George in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, aloha, Michael. First off, I wanted to share with you something that my chiropractor taught me years ago about how to do an instant chiropractic adjustment that if it works for Claire, she's well enough to do it now, great. If not, she can do it in the future, and our audience members can do this as well to help them when they're feeling back pain. Is she able to lie flat on her back okay?
Yes.
Okay. What you do is bends her knees, bringing them up in the air so her feet are moving towards her butt, so her knees are straight up in the air, and she's,
I got you.
Okay, then she takes her hands, if she can, and grabs the lower part of her legs on both sides, left and right, and then just bring them up into fetal position very slowly, so that her legs are now you know, the top of her knees are practically at her chest as much as they can be. And you just hold that fetal position for several minutes. And in not all cases, but in many cases, vertebrae will go back into position. She should do this very slowly. And if there's any pain, just back out of it. But
all right,
otherwise,
well, I'll ask the chiropractor about it on Wednesday, because he's got the x-rays and he can see what's actually going on in there. I think the precautionary principle applies in this case. We're okay with using the TENS units and what we know has already been helping. But I don't want to do anything in terms of manipulating her spine or her back until the chiropractor says this is a good thing to do. But I do appreciate that.
Of course, and maybe you can do it later. Now, moving on to what happened, as we both know, and most of your audience know, it's not always a good idea to take whatever the government tells you at face value. I'm having a hard time believing that when this operator made the mistake of triggering the EAS alert, that there was no "Are you sure?" button. I have an easier time believing that, well, maybe, yeah, there's a shift change and somebody had the wrong item up and the guy thought he was pressing "Are you sure?" for a test and it was an actual, you know, missile alert. That's more believable to me. But having said that, I would much rather see a screenshot of that actual software to see what it was before I take what the government says about this, you know, at face value. Having said that, there have been so many strange things that have been occurring lately, like the Atlanta airport shutdown for over 12 hours with no power when there's redundant systems.
Yes.
You know, there's reports on the internet about an Israeli security firm being able to work autonomously at that airport independent of TSA, so that with no power, radiation detectors are down. Nuclear materials could have been smuggled in and out through that firm, and nobody would be the wiser. I mean, there is the possibility that what happened, and I want to say this clearly, I think it's only a slight possibility, it's more likely this is not, but we need to think about these things and investigate them just to be sure, because God knows our mainstream press aren't going to do it, that maybe what happened in Hawaii was a diversion, so that everybody is running for cover while something else is going on. And the other possibility, which is even more sinister, is I'm going to go along with what this other person you were referring to said in a different way, that maybe there was a false flag that didn't happen, but instead of being a missile incoming, it was a bomb that was already there. And so while everybody's scrambling, the bomb doesn't go, they send out the alert, but the bomb doesn't go off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
In other words, remember what happened on 9/11. There was a BBC reporter. The word got out that the World Trade Center Building 7 had collapsed when it hadn't collapsed yet. And that announcer was announcing this before the thing actually happened. So there's
it was actually a young lady. Let me tell you why I don't agree with that interpretation of what happened on Saturday. If somebody had wanted to do a false flag and put out this alert, a missile is on its way, it wouldn't have just been on the cell phones and TV. The siren system would have gone off immediately, and there would have been reports on the news channels, on the TV and on the radio. Yes, this is real. Head for the shelters. The fact that the sirens didn't sound immediately and there was nothing on the local news and TV channels is why I first thought it was a hack or somebody's idea of a joke. It wasn't until the sirens around Pearl Harbor went off that Claire and I thought this might actually be real and the local TV news just isn't up to speed yet. But in the end, it turned out to be a hoax. And that's why I think it really was, in fact, an accident for this one system.
It probably was, but I'm still, you know, not convinced that there was not an "Are you sure?" button, and the guy, he's probably terribly embarrassed he hit it. That, to me, seems to be the most likely scenario.
I think it's a classic case of government contractor sloppy software development. Apparently, this is a new system. They've just started putting it in, and they didn't quite have the bugs out of it. But in terms of a user interface, definitely before any alert really goes out, there should be a second "Are you really sure?" button, and that would prevent this sort of thing from going on. In the end, it was the end of the shift. The guy wanted to get home. He pulled the menu. He hit the button. Said the people coming on in will deal with the aftermath.
Well, thanks, Mike. I hope Claire gets better soon.
I certainly hope so, too. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open, and we're coming up here on the top of the hour here. Apparently, over in Israel, Communications Minister Ayub Kara came on out and dubbed the African migrants a sanitary nuisance. And on top of that, he's calling for the death sentence for fake news. Israel is launching a deportation plan for all those Ethiopian Jews to be sent back home. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the telephones. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good day to you, Michael, and happy holiday. Yeah, Michael, what's
happy
on
holiday.
My mind is what's going on. Yes, thank you. What's going on is on my mind is I'm listening to the news here in South Florida, and all I hear is Trump, asshole, the asshole. Now, I don't know if it's a hole or a house. It's either a house or it's a hole. I don't know. I don't get it. When it was this Dickie Durbin, this schmuck who worries more about Israel, and this Schumer who worries actually more about Israel and the wall around Israel than they worry about our own country. That just goes to show you, Michael, the power of these people. They're 2%, and yet they're very powerful. But, Mike, one thing they're not talking about too much about this immigration problem is I'm hearing about all these people coming down with these super bugs, these flus. I mean, these people are getting deadly sick here in Florida. They were talking about it in the Herald. These people are getting sick with all kinds of flus in California, all over the United States. These are strains now. They don't know if they can handle it. It's like the Spanish flu in 1918 or something. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's not to that level yet, but it's definitely climbing rapidly, and the hospitals are strained to the point where you have to wonder if there was a major pandemic flu like happened in 1918. It's clear our medical infrastructure is not up to dealing with it. But again, there are three strains of flu floating around. There's the Aussie flu, which is what I think Claire and I had, the H3N2, I think. Then there's the Japanese flu, and then there's the French flu. Britain has been hit hard. I imagine that this is probably all over, not just the United States. It's got to be up in Canada, and it is a serious, serious problem.
Well, Michael, I believe this has to do with immigration because listen, Michael, in the Sun Sentinel, I remember like 4 months ago I was reading a Sun Sentinel paper and they were talking about the AIDS epidemic that Haiti. AIDS was running rampant back in, you remember, in the early 90s.
Yes,
and a lot of these people were coming from those countries. Now let's not kid ourselves. Trump is just telling the truth, and these media schwines, they don't want to. They control the media. So you maybe have a couple of news that Fox and OAN talking a little bit on Trump's behalf. All these, if the media spent as much time as I did on Trump's S word as they would about the illegal invasion of our country since 1965, this country would be straightened out, Michael. We wouldn't be having all this infighting and this hatred and all that. Because, and another thing, I see all these black leaders on MLK Day, but I don't see none of them standing up for Trump. Very few of them saying, "Hey, listen, these illegals ain't helping us. They're pushing us even further back in the bus, Michael." What are the illegals doing for the black community in this country? You're not doing them no favors, I can tell you that.
Yeah, because, these immigrants and refugees represent competition for jobs, even in the black communities. And that's never worked out very well. I remember the South Central riots that were sparked because these immigrants had come into the black neighborhoods and started setting up businesses, and the blacks were feeling economically exploited. But getting on back to the issue of the corporate media is still pushing the democratic liberal agenda, which includes globalism and open borders. And the reason they make a big deal over the specific language Trump supposedly used in this meeting is they want to make that the news story that Americans pay attention to instead of, did Trump have a really good point that we ought to be selective in immigration? The corporate media's job is to not let Americans think about those questions, to keep them dazzled with dirty words and sexy stories, and that's basically what they're supposed to do. Tom, I got to let you go.
I got to hang on for the next call. I want to hang on if I can. Tell you one more thing.
All right, stay on the line. We'll come right back to you after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.